Good evening, everybody. I hope the time will allow us to cover, but I'd like to cover. One of the things that I've been working on in the last couple of years, I didn't intend to work on it, just evolved, is that I began to notice more and more certain things in the structure of the Shas, and some years ago, Shmuel Deutsch told me that I should, based on my early swarm, he told me that I should write a chibur on things that I observed in the structure of Shas. At that time, I was 30 years old. I thought that was way premature. But I was interested that he chopped that as a fact. And then in recent years, I see more and more that certain klolim that I'm emerging where you can see systems of how the Shas communicates information. Very interesting mahalakha, more than just, you know, when it decides to tell a story, when it doesn't. There's certain kolalim that are emerging. And so, as it comes out in this year, I'll try to alert people when something like that comes up. But basically, other than that, with straight to Vritera. So, we know in this week's parasha, of course, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that we have to make a new set of luchas. And the way we're going to do it is that Moshe, if it's some kind of a mahalach of carving it out, whatever that means, psalacha, and then Hashem is going to write pesavti ala luchas, sadvarim. And from the pasuk, it sounds like it's going to write the same thing. But we'll see in the Gemara, it's not so pashut. Now, in our parasha, it only mentions that he's making luchas. Moshe's manufacturing the raw materials somehow, or taking the raw materials and creating some kind of a board, a plate, a form that Hashem is going to write on, whatever any of those things mean. And then in parasha Sekev, it says a new thing that he didn't mention in our parasha. But when he reviews the history in Parashat Sekev, he tells us that Hashem told him that he has to make an Oren. That's something that we didn't hear about before. So he says like this. Vayisahi Amar Hashem Elai P'solach Hashnei Luchas Avonim Kereshanim V'alei Elai Ha'hora V'asisa Lecha Aron Eitz. And you should make an ark, I guess that's the usual word, that's made out of wood. So in the Seder of the Pasuk, it says first Psalacha, you should make luchas, and then it says you should make this box. The Rashi says that actually Moshe figured out that he really has to make the box first. Then Moshe goes and says, Ve'echtoiv al haluchas es hadvarim ashahayu al haluchas erishayim ashashibarta. Now that's what Hashem's saying, the Samtam Baron. And then now Moshe says what he did. Va'as orin atse shitim. So I made an orin out of shitim wood. Sounds like so he took it seriously. It wasn't just a makeshift thing. And va'efsel shnei luchas avarim kerishayim va'al ha'hara shnei luchas biyadi. And I carved out these luchas. I went up. And then he tells the Hashem wrote on the luchas. And he brought it back down. And when he brought it back down, he says that he put it into the Aron. Va'efen va'erid min ahar va'asim es haluchas ba'aron asah asisi. So this whole Aron that we never heard about in Parashas Kisisa in Ekev is very prominent, very big part of the story. Hashem said to make Aron, then he made the Aron, then he put the luchas in the Aron. It's a very big part of the event as described in Parashas Ekev. So Rashi over there says three pieces of chiddush. It's one Rashi, but it basically divides into three chiddushim. Chiddush number one, he says this idea that Moshe realized he should make it first. Chiddush number two, he says that this Aron was not retired later when Bezalel made the Aron for the Mishkan. This was an Aron that Moshe made specifically for these luchas. Then there came time to build the Mishkan, not too long afterwards, and Hashem said, Bitzal should make an Aron. So you might think this Aron got retired, we don't need it anymore, we have Bitzal's Aron. No, they kept this Aron in service. What they did was that this Aron had the Shivrei Luchos, the regular intact Luchos, the Luchos Shnias, were transferred to Bitzal's Aron. And so now you had two Arons in service, one with the Luchos Shnias, one with the Shivrei Luchos. And what was the purpose of this one from the Shivrei Luchos? It's not part of the Mishkan structure. No, it has a separate function that they went out with it for Mechama. That's the second Chiddush of the Rashi. The third Chiddush of the Rashi says that, however, in the story in Sefer Shmuel, when the Pelishtim captured the Aron, that was not the usual Aron that went out to Mechama. The usual Aron that went out to Mechama was this secondary Aron. So it seems it wouldn't have been so terrible if it was captured. We could get by with the regular Aron. But what happened was that because they had the very bad episode the first day of the battle, they thought they needed to come out with the real Aron on the second day, and that was a miscalculation, and the Pelishtim captured the real Aron. So that's what the crisis was intensified by, the fact that that's the real Aron for the Mishkan that was missing all that time. So these are the three points of Chiddush that are in the Rashi. The Ramban comes along and he says, I don't understand this Rashi. He says, it's Divri Agoda Shamotze B'Tanchuma. He says, this Rashi got taken in. He got a little too... He bought too seriously this Agoda. He says that he found in the Tanchuma. That's what the Ramban says. So today, of course, you have these people who work today on Swarm. A lot of them, big Mechutzofim. They if they don't see it, it doesn't exist. So they can't find the Tanchuma, so they took it out. So the new Ramban that came out last year, the year before, and they took out the words Shematzi v'Tanchuma because they can't find it, so they took it out. Okay. Now the truth is that of these three chiddushim that are in the Ramban, the only one that's in the Tanchuma in Parshas Ekev is the one where he said I should make it first. That's in the Tanchuma in Parshas Ekev. That he says, I don't want to wait till after, I'll make it first. Now, of course, the Ramban could have deduced from that at least this much you see from there, that he holds that there's two Arons, that this is a separate Aron. Because one of the possibilities the Ramban himself says there's two possible ways to learn. He disagrees with Rashi. He says there's two ways to learn. Either you can learn that this is the Aron of Bezalel. It says it here with Moshe, but it means it's the same Aron as Bezalel. Or he says you could learn that yes, this is a separate Aron, but this Aron got retired as soon as they built the Mishkan of Bezalel. They took this Aron and they were going to Zim. So yeah, they're anyway going to have to be going to Zaronis later when Shlomo builds the Beis HaMikdash. So it's just, what's the big chiddush to say they were going to this Aron when they built the Aron for the Mishkan? So this much you do see in the Tanchuma, at least, that it's a separate Aron. So in the Tanchuma we see, first of all, of the three Chiddushim in the Rashi, this one that Moshe made it first, but it's not the Ramban's issue so much. But the Ramban's issue, which is he doesn't like the idea of two active Arons simultaneously, so although you don't have that in the Tanchuma, but what you do have is the idea that this is not the same Aron as Bezalel. That much you have. That's in the Tanchuma Parshas Ekev. There's also a Tanchuma in Parshas Vayakel, which says that the Aron that got captured was the real Aron Sha'asa Bezalel. So now, out of the three Chiddushim in the Rashi, we have two Chiddushim that are in the Tanchuma, not necessarily in the same Tanchuma al-Asar, but for these Magim to go and take out two words from the Ramban because they didn't find the Tanchuma is very questionable. Always pays to follow the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, don't change gifts from Holy Swarm, make a note on the side. Especially they let these guys put footnotes anyway. Write whatever you want in the footnotes, but leave the Ramban alone. So, Al Kaponim, that's just to... But Lamaitre said, Ramban has a Taina Rashi. Now he says, the Ramban says, I know that the sheet is like this. He's not saying there's no... He's saying it's in the Tanchuma. Then he says, one mandam in Yerushalmi. And Shkolim holds this way. And then the Ramban doesn't mention... But Tosfos in Ervin mentions that there's a Sifri also like this Rashi, and because of the Sifri, Tosfos Taka wants to learn even in the Bavli this way. And now, the reason why maybe the Ramban didn't mention the Sifri, or maybe why you can't say the Sifri is the full source of Rashi, is because the Sifri also says that the aron that got captured was the aron with the broken luchos. So the full Rashi with all three chedushim, you can't get that from the Sifri, because the Rashi is saying that the aron that was captured is the Bezalel's aron, the real aron with the real luchos. And the truth is that Sifri is obviously a very big dachik to say that the aron that was captured was the secondary aron, because in terms of the pshat in Sefer Shmuel, it sounds like with the whole crisis, like they lost the aron. And furthermore, even in the Lomdus, when the Plishtim returned the Aron along with Matana in a box, in an Argaz, so it became a halacha that the Argaz has to be in the Aron. And even in the Beis Hamikdash, they had the Argaz in the Aron. So to say that the Argaz came back with the wrong Aron, and then it became a halacha that you have to put the Argaz in the right Aron, is a lot of dechukim involved, obviously. But our Kaponim, the allegation of the Sifri is like that. However, the Nitziv, however they want to change the Gersa. But Tosfos, as I said, in Erevin, he's willing to learn the Bavli also like this, but and he's using the Sifri. But the Rashi doesn't clearly, at least according to our guess in the Sifri, Rashi doesn't use the Sifri because, again, Rashi had three parts. Let's leave out the first part. That's just that he made the Aron first. It's a separate Aron. That's number one. Number two is that both Aronis were active, and the Shivri Luchas is the Aron for war. And the third Chiddush in Sefer Shmuel, that the reason why it became such a big crisis is because that one day they chose to go out of the usual Seder, and they went to war with the real Aron. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Ramban's biggest Tana Rashi, he says that the Bavli clearly holds not like that, because the Bavli says, Luchas for Shivri Luchas, Menachas for Aron. Says the Bavli says that the Luchas and the Shivri Luchas are in the same Aron. And so Mimela, he'd prefer for Rashi to go like the Bavli. And I think, as a good general rule, Rashi does try to go like the Bavli. And in fact, a few places in Rashi al-Tariq, he'll bring a Medrash and he'll say, B'gemara, Bavli Shalonu. So he sort of tips us off that he'd always prefer to learn like the Bavli if he can. Unless he holds, I think, if it's really misnaga to the Pshat, then he won't go with the Bavli. But Rav Mekayim still follow the Bavli. So, and the Ramban is timing. This is the Bavli. So go with the Bavli. So I want to say a little mahalo. And to do that, I think we're going to really, this is a good opportunity to really understand the Das of Chazal and what happened over here in the whole story with the Egel and the Luchas. I think this is a good springboard to really get a Havami. So I'm going to leave this subject and work our way back. And there's a very odd Gemara in Maseches Bava Kamma, and including a very swear Tosfos that I'm not going to try to answer. But the Gemara says in Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Hei, that there's Shaul Rabbi Chanina ben Ogil as Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. There was a mandama, not from the familiar ones, who was asking Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Shaila. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is already a more familiar Adama in Shas. And he says, yes, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he says, Mipnei ma b'dibro es harishoynis. Loi nema behem toiv, u b'dibro es achroynis, nema behem toiv. He says, how come in the first dibros, it doesn't say toiv, anything about toiv, any form of the serious toiv, but in the second dibros, it says toiv. So, Amalai, so Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says him, Atsha to Shaleni Lama Nema Ben Toiv. Before you ask me why it says Toiv, Shalani Im Nema Ben Toiv Im Lav. He says, you should ask me if it says Toiv. Shaleni Adayim Nema Ben Toiv Im Lav. I don't know if it says Toiv or not. So he's saying, so Tosfos learns literally that he's saying that, I'm a big Amoritz, I don't know the Chumash. So I don't know what it says over there. And Tosfos says, you see from here, that there were Amirayim who didn't know Chumash. That's what Tosfos said. Okay, so now, I have a very geshmak kash on this Tosfos from the Gemara in Ksuvos. Because the Gemara in Ksuvos says that when Rabbi Chiya bar Abba lost Loyaleinu, someone from his family, so Reish Lakish went to be Menachem Ava. Why? Because Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was his son's Chumash Rebbe. And Ikedamri was his son's Mishnayos Rebbe.
But the Gemara says Chibur Rabbah was his son's chumash rabbi, so else that he felt he has to go be Menachem Avil. Those state in the Gemara. It's a funny Gemara in itself, because Rav Chibur Rabbah is a big guy. But else that, Rish Lakish wasn't this spoil. But his son's chumash rabbi, he's going to go. But one thing is clear, if you want to say, okay, he's a big guy and he has no time to learn chumash, but if you're going to say the chumash rabbi doesn't know chumash, it's a Russia, what do you mean? He's taking money to teach chumash, he doesn't know chumash. Can't be, right? So if that's in Shas, says Rav Chibur Rabbah is a chumash rabbi, so that's the Shas Avad made, that even if the Zod HaMeroyim were holding in the loft, and they don't know chumash, but Rav Chibur Rabbah has to know chumash. So if Azoi, we have a real problem. Again, literally the Tosfos, but I always say when there's no Rashi, I say, when he shot the Rashi, because he left it open, he assumed we could figure it out ourselves. Right? So that means we're learning up the Rashi. So we have to understand, what does he mean when he says, I don't know, before you ask me why it says Tov, not says Tov, you have to first convince me it says Tov. So he says, so what's the Etzis? Since I don't know. He says, there was still a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua Malevi alive. So he told him, you need to go to a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, who was a Baki Bagada, and he'll tell you already. Amalei, also we got base. He went to him. Amalei, he told him a teretz that Hoyel v'Seifel Hishtaber. It says that because the first luchos were going to be broken, so that's why he didn't want to say toiv. He didn't want it should break the toiv. If you have toiv in the luchos, you'd have to break the toiv. So they obviously didn't want to break the toiv. So there's no toiv in the luchos. So, really, there's a very big problem over here, which is that Rav Chibur Rabbah and us, we're in the same boat. We also don't know if there's Tov in the Luchas. What do you mean, Tov in the Luchas? I go to Shul, it says, Lysertzach, Lysachmer, there's about 12 words in the whole Luchas. Where's Tov? There's no Tov in this, not in these and not in those. It's very good. What kind of Tov? I never heard there's any Tov in the Luchas. So Rashi says, never be him Tov. Rashi says, by kivud avim, it says l'man yitavloch. So what does that mean? And this is again what I was talking about before, but one of the very big yisoid in the structure of Gemaras, very important that educational lakuda, is that the Gemara has a mahalach of teaching its biggest yisoidus as the premise rather than as the text. In other words, you're very often learning a Gemara that's arguing about some little point. The biggest side is the premise that it doesn't speak out. But and the point that they're speaking is the Nekudah. So here, this Gemara tells us a whopping, gigantic chiddush that we never dreamed in 100 years without this Gemara. The Gemara is saying that whatever it says in Parshas Yisroi, that long Aseres Hadibros that we read in Parshas Yisroi, that was all written in the Luchos Rishonos. And whatever it says in Parshas Vayeschanan, that was all written in the Luchos Shnius. And so consequently, he asked him, I noticed in the Luchos Shnius it says Toiv, and the first one it doesn't say Toiv. Toiv sounds like a very important thing to be in the Luchos. Why is it only in the second ones? But so the real, that's the small part, but the real massive chiddush that's in this Gemara that you would never know on your own is that the Gemara is taking a position that whatever it says in Yisrael, that's the first luchos, and whatever it says in Vashana is the second luchos. Massive chiddush. So based on that chiddush, he's asking him this kasha with Toiv. So obviously, I think that the reason why Rav Chibur Rabbah is saying Aini Yodea is because Rav Chibur Rabbah is not accepting the premise. It's not that he doesn't know, he can't read a pasuk from it, but he's not buying into this premise that the Luchos Shnius are written in Vashana, and the Luchos Rishonos are written in Yisroi, and who says Bechlal that the text changed from one to the other, and who says Bechlal that all that text is written in Luchos at all, and there's a lot of pieces that are going into setting up this Kasha, the way he set it up. So I think that the first akuda is that he's Cholik on this Yisroi. But where's the hinge of that Machlekes? I think it's in this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And I think from here we'll be able to work our way back to the two Aroinus. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, on the Hayyam and Aleph, And the Gemara, from a very different subject, sort of works its way into this subject, and it brings a brisa. The brisa says like this: there's a pasuk that's in Parshas Va'eschanan after Moshe chazes the Aseres HaDibros. So there's a pasuk says like this: that Meitim V'Hoya Levavim Zeh. That Hashem said to Moshe after the Mount Tori, said, wouldn't it be terrific if we could keep the Jews in this place where they are right now, in this level of inspiration? Why? Because if I could keep them in this matzav, we could really be mativ to them. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? The Gemara brings the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, like Kibbul Yisrael Satera L'Kadesh Shalei Malcham Ava Shalat Pem. Then the other Manama says, so they bring Tanoim that say that what it means is like this: that Hashem was ready at the time of Mount Torah to create a matzav where one Manama says nobody would have died, that was every Yid would have lived forever, and like we went like Adam Arishin before the Chet, and the other Manama says no, we wouldn't have lived forever, but we would never have lost the war. The Jewish people would win all their wars. And there would never be going to Golas, and that's what, so. But what happened? Obviously, the Egel happened, and because the Egel happened, we lost that. So now here you have an open piece of Gemara, and let's just read it. Rashi spells it out clearly. Rashi says that the Gemara is saying, "Shalote umu v'loshes shalatz ben v'zuhi toiva haksuva kan lamayet yitav lahem." He's touching this case. You missed the point of the Gemara, that the Gemara is touching. The Laman Yitav Lahem, when Hashem says, in Parshas Va'eschanan, that wow, this would be great if we could keep this matzav, because you would be able to be mated like this, that's what we're touching as living forever, or as never losing a war, never fighting a war, never going to Golas. So, here you have an open piece of Gemara that says that the Laman Yitav in Va'eschanan, after you get the Luchas that Moshe is just talking about in Va'eschanan, there's going to be a Laman Yitav, which means you're not going to die, or which means no wars, and that is the Laman Yitav that got lost by the Egel. So here you have an open piece of Gemara saying that Fakert, that the real Laman Yitav is in the first Luchas, the Parshas Va'eschanan is talking about the first Luchas, and that is lost forever. The second Luchas do not have that Laman Yitav. So here you have a whole, so it's the exact opposite of the Sugya Bava Kama. The Sugya Bava Kama is saying there's only Tov in the Luchas Nias. The Sugya over here is saying, no, forget it. There's a Pasuk Laman Yitav in Va'eschanan, what Moshe says over the Luchas, and that Laman Yitav is something that existed only for a minute after the Luchas Rishonis, till they did the Egel and they lost it. So you have, in essence, the exact opposite view of the Rabbi Shur ben Levi Sugya in Bava Kama. And now we see where Chiyuv HaRav is coming from. Chiyuv HaRav says, I don't subscribe to this idea that the Parshas Va'eschanan is the Luchas Shnias, because Fakir, the whole follow through afterwards is that the Laman Yitav of Parshas Va'eschanan is what got lost by the Egel. So that's not the Luchas Shnias. That's the Luchas Rishonis. The words are different in the history of Va'eschanan. So again, it doesn't have to be that those words are written in the Luchas altogether. It could have said, like this other Messiah, which I think is based on Yerushalmi, and it only said, that all those words were never written in those are just words that Hashem said by the Aseres HaDibros. Why did the Pasuk not elaborate in Yisroi and all the words that Hashem said? Could be Hagufa, because this is the part that they lost. So, forget, it's going to come out ironically that Laman Yitav is part of what they lost. And, so, Faket, so it could be that the things that are in Va'eschanan in the Teichachas are really those extra things, the Kashat Tzivcha, and some of these things that come in there may be Faket. They may be things that we're losing according to this Nahala, or things that we have less of. But it comes out, Bekitza, that there's a basic machoikis between two streams in the Shas. Tanoim, Amiroim. There's two Mahalchim. One Mahalchim says like this: that in Luchas Rishonis there was this incredible situation. It was Mamish Gan Eden. Nobody's dying, it's unbelievable. But Egel came, and now we're way, 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 way down, and now we're all back where we started from. And we got Golas, we got Misa, we got everything back. And we're lucky that was that Hashem gave us some Slicha Kapara on Yom Kippur so that at least we can keep going. Didn't shut down the whole business. And the other Mandana says, no, perfect head. That in certain ways, there are things in Luchas Shniyos that were never even expressed in Luchas Rishonos. Not that he doesn't say it didn't have it, it had a Shachas for it, but it would have had a Shavira. It's not clear exactly, but the point is, Faket, if anything, Luchas Shniyos in a certain way has smilas that are not present in Luchas Rishonos. So, what's the basis? So Mimela, I think that this Machlokes of are Luchas Shniyos less than Luchas Rishonos or not is really the Shaila of whether you can have two Aron. Because the whole idea that there's going to be a second Aron, and that Aron is going to only have Shivrei Luchas in it, there's a basic Chakira here. Are Shivrei Luchas Luchas or not Luchas? If Shivrei Luchas are not Luchas because they're busted, you can't make an Aron with a thing that's not Luchas. The point of an Aron Habris is that it has Luchas Habris. It would be ridiculous to say the Aron has its own Kedusha as a side thing, and these Luchas, which are not real Luchas, are in there, similar to the same structure that you find in the other Aron with real Luchas, and it's really a charade. That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, if you're saying that there's a second Aron with second Luchas, you're saying that broken Luchas are still Luchas Habris. In a matzav sphere, whatever that means, but they're luchas habris, and if they're luchas habris, they can create an aron habris. They can generate a kedusha of aron habris, right? It's very hard when you grow up in yeshivas to say this to be said in any other language without saying the word shaf. You have to use the word shaf. The point is, in order to shaf aron habris, you have to have luchas habris. Right? That's in respect to our ancestors. So I think that this ends up being the insight. That if the luchas are broken and we lost them, we don't have them anymore. So we don't have them anymore, so then they can't create an aron. But if they remain luchas in a matzav v'svira, it doesn't lose the same luchas when it's in a matzav v'svira. It loses something, obviously, but it has a same luchas. So if it has a same luchas, then you can have an aron habris that have nothing in it but shivri luchas. So now I want to say a little bit of a counterintuitive thought. That was your first impression would be that the worse the egel was, the more you lose. So if the egel is worse, you lose more. If the egel is not as bad, you lose less. But I think that the yisod is fakir. And here, once again, back to a very interesting structural thing that the Gemara does, is that in this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in a seemingly unrelated fashion, brings in the sheet of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi on the facing daf to this Gemara. And again, if you go through the sequence, you can't really see why they both have to be in the same Gemara. But I think it's by design that it's in the same Gemara, because what the Shas wants you to understand that the other Shita that's Chaylik on this, that holds that the Luchas Rishonis are out of business, is Faket. That's the Shita that holds the Egel is less. So we have, and I'll explain to you why, because we have the Shita of Rabbi Shul ben Levi in this Gemara, shocking, radical Shita, which they never told us about this in Cheder. They were afraid to tell us. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi says like this. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, like, Asu es ha'egel el alitin pischa per le bali tshuva. He said, Nehmer, miyitim ha'ayel v'avim zel, yirai si kol yama. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi says, listen, there's no such thing. The Yid never did the egel. No such thing. Never happened. They did it physically because Hashem set it up that there should be a concept of tshuva, but it's not. It was no avera. Right? So listen to Rashi. Like Otsu Yisrael se'egel kolima gibayim v'shalitim yitzrim hayu. They were powerful and they were in total command of the Yetzirah. V'hayu royal iskabi yitzrim aleim, and the Yetzirah was not in a position to defeat them, and there was no way they were going to do the egel. El exeris melech hoyselish leibam. It's exeris melech. Hashem made. He forced them in some way. That the Yetzirah, he gave the Yetzirah extra, volts of electricity, And he was able to force, but it wasn't on our basis, so it was not done by Bechira. So there should be a concept for all the Doris, you should notice that such a thing as Tshuva, that Hashem accepts. So that means that on this level of Rabbi Shua Malevi, in his level, there's no Chet Egel. It's no such thing. It's something that Hashem put us through to experience, to teach us a lesson, but on the level of Bechira, nothing. Shalitim Yitzram, it's a Xeris Melech, nothing. So I think that ironically, I mean counterintuitively, but I think that the Svara is that is what makes the Shvira of the Luchas more complete. Because since Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that we never really lost anything, we didn't do anything wrong, so Mamela breaking the Luchas is complete because there's no need for the first Luchas. Because the second Luchas are not going to be missing anything. Since we're not losing anything, when we make the second Luchas Fakir, the second Luchas have everything the first Luchas had plus Toiv. Right? The second Luchas are all the whole Kabbalah Satara plus Tshuva. That's the second Luchas. It's a completely inverted narrative. In other words, we're used to the idea, and I was a Talmud of Rav Hutna, I heard it just many, many times. It's a basic idea that Luchas Rishonis is something we lost till Mashiach's time, and we only have it Begniza, and we only have it Bekayach, and that was very basic. And here we see, no, the Shita of Yeshua Malevi, pum from Keret, Luchas Rishonis, how could you lose it? You didn't do anything. The whole Aver is only Yegzeris Melech. It's an object lesson to teach Shuva. So Mamela Vadi, you didn't lose anything. But because you didn't lose anything, the whole Shvira puts it out of commission. There's no purpose for it anymore. Because the Faker, the new Luchas are even better. They have the Eibishter plus Adam. There's the Psolacha with the Echtoiv, and that makes a better Luchas. That's not a B'diavadika Luchas, that's a better Luchas. That's a real Shutfis between the Rabbi Shlomo and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a whole different picture where all the things that we thought were Chesrenis turn into Milas, and the prism is adjusted, and all of a sudden, it's a different world. A different narrative, a different mahalach in understanding Torah. And for Keren, Luchas Ni, we have more now than we had in Luchas Rishonis. So, but therefore, we don't need the Luchas Rishonis. So, therefore, the Shivri Luchas is Ois Luchas. That's what I'm saying.
It was only given originally to get broken.
Right, part of the plan. Like Nitna Lishtaba, that's why it didn't say Toiv, because it was Asher Lishtaba, exactly. So I'm saying that's the whole, that Shita that holds of Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, according to him, Lishitasa, Shivri Luchas are not real Luchas. If Shivri Luchas are not real Luchas, so the Rabbi Yeshua Malevi is the Man De'Alma who says, Shivri Luchas, Menachas Bar. Now a little more than that, I want to show you. I think this is really beautiful in what they used to call Shatavna. Opulent, this piece of Gemara here in Brachas. And again, a little insight into the structure of the Shas, of how they bring certain things as memories and certain things as stories and certain things as a memory with a context of how the memory was said. So the way they introduce this memory of Rabbi Shua Malevi is like this. They tell us that Rabbi Shua Malevi told his sons, they gave Amalahu Rabbi Shua Malevi Labone. He gave his sons, so when somebody's teaching his sons, that's not really pure halacha. He's teaching them certain madregas, hanhogas, mutsa. It's not, if it's a pure halacha, you can tell me, I'm Rabbi Shua Malevi, right? No, he's teaching it to his sons. As he says, you should do Shaimek Rechatagum, be very Nizza. Okay? And then he says, V'yizoru b'zokin sheshokach talmudei mach mesoyntzeh. He says, you should be careful, you have an alta yid once knew how to learn. And now, sadly, the events in his life have taken the learning away from him. Rashi says, either from Chayli or from Dagis Parnasa, Nitred B'doichik Mezainis, Nebuchi, trying to make a living, and in the course of that, he forgot a lot of his learning. So he says, but still, you should be Nizah, you should treat him like a real Talmud Chacham. And he says, what's the Raya? Because the Raya is, Damrin and Luchas v'Shivri Luchas Menachas Bar. So now like this. I can ask a Chakira. A man was a Talmud Chacham. He reached a certain threshold, right? So now he reached a level where we have to stand up and whatever all the halachas of Talmud Chacham are. He reached that level. And now he forgot. So you could. So it's a chikira. What happens to that man who forgot? Maybe once you reach the level, I have to stand up for you your whole life. You reach the level, it's like, you know, a guy, he became the kind of God. So now I stand up for him even when he retired. But you see, for Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, if Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi held that way, if Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi held that in Londres, that a Zarkin Sheshachich Tamuda is the same Talmud Chacham, you know, either because he used to be or because he says it's there b'koyach, he forgot it. It's really in there. It's somewhere. He doesn't have access to it, but you could say different svaras. But any of those svaras that would make you chayv mikra adin, you know, then it's Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. Then it's not giving mussar to his children. As I'm saying, the Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi lebanei, the mussar to his children is a pshat like this. He holds that the yisoid of kavod Torah is only someone who has access to the Torah. He has to know it now. He has to have access to it now. The fact that he learned it years ago, it's not no chiyuv kavod Torah to this man. If he's old, I have chiyuv al sezakin. If he's that kind of old man, but I don't have a chiyuv to the Torah. He forgot the Torah. The kavod Torah is when the Torah is here. When I can ask him a shayla and he knows the Torah, then I have to stand up. But he used to know. All these guys, you know, everyone tells you, oh, psh, yeshiva, wah. It's a good big guy. Now, Nebuch, you know. He had a hard life. You know. So, very nice. But it's like Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, so be nice to that guy. But that's a hanhaga. That's a hanhaga musaris that he's telling his children. He says, in the pure lomdus of Kavod Torah, he doesn't have the Torah ready at hand. It's not available to him. He loses that schus. Of that we should stand up for him b'chavtza because he's a Talmud Chacham. But so Mimela, so what's his dogma? He brings a beautiful dogma. He says, because he, that she taught, she holds shivri luchas are not luchas. Right? The shivri luchas are not luchas. But why? Because they're broken. They're not. Ice. Torah is gone. The only thing is that they were keli for Torah in a previous incarnation. They had this chus at one time to be a keli for Torah. So that's a dogma to this yid who wants his girlfriend, his marach, was once a keli for divrei Torah. Now, sadly, it's not in that matzav anymore. So, b'meila, it's on hoga to teach his children that, you know, as a yid, you should remember that there is a madrega called shivri luchas of a thing that luchas is dismissed. It's a ice luchas, but it has a. It was a keli. There's a roshim there. It once served as luchas. So the same way this year, it once was a real Talmud Chacham, and we should give him that courtesy. So Mamela, Mekitza, to review that Rashi holds that avada in the Talmud Bavli Gufa, it's a machlokes. It's not that the Talmud Bavli holds that there's two arons. I'm sorry, that there's one aron. And that he's passing like the Tachumah, the Sifri, and all the whatever else you can find out, and the Yerushalmi and Skolim. No. He holds in the Talmud Bavli Gufa, there's two Mahalchim, there's two Shitas. It's totally in this Yisoid. Whether you say that the Toiv is in the Luchas Shnius, or the Faket, the Laman Yitav is something that was lost after the Luchas Rishonis. These are two separate narratives. The one narrative that says that we lost Luchas Rishonis to Luchas Lame, but the paradox is that since Luchas Rishonis we don't really have, so the Shivri Luchas are what we have of it. So because the Shivri Luchas are something that there's something irreplaceable that in those Shivri Luchas, that makes them Luchas enough that they can create their own art. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi holds on the contrary, that Luchas Shnius has everything Luchas Rishonis has, so there's no reason for Luchas Rishonis to retain any Kedusha b'fnei atzma, it doesn't have the power to generate a new aron, an aron abris from those shivrei luchas. And so, mele karchach, everything is in the one aron. Aye, what's it doing there? We said because it was once a keli for the retirer, so it's a b'china of a talmud chacham shesharkach tamudai that the courtesy that it also has a makom in the aron. Agreis yishagach.